Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a pirate signal style chopped vinyl texture stretch in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it in a way that actually helps your drum and bass arrangement move forward. This is not just a cool lo-fi effect for the sake of it. In DNB, a gritty little texture like this can add tension, atmosphere, and attitude without stepping on your kick, snare, or sub. It can carry an intro, bridge the end of a phrase, or build that last bit of pressure before the drop hits. So by the end of this lesson, you'll have a broken, smoky, pirate radio kind of layer that feels alive. The sound we're aiming for is something like a dusty signal that keeps drifting in and out. Think chopped vinyl, worn groove, ghostly repeats, a little wobble, a little chaos, but still controlled. We want it to feel intentional, not random. That's the big idea here. First, let's choose the right source audio. Start with a short sample that already has character. A vocal fragment works great. So does a chord stab, a jazz or soul slice, a noisy break piece, or a synth hit with room tone. If the sample is too clean, don't worry, we can rough it up later. Drag the sample into an audio track and arrangement view, and turn warp on. Try to keep the source somewhere around 1 to 4 bars. For drum and bass, I usually want something with mid-range character, not heavy sub content. Let the sub live in your bass layer. This texture is here to support the track, not crowd it. Now warp the sample so it sits roughly in time, but don't over-perfect it. If it's tonal material, Complex Pro is a solid starting point. If it's more percussive or chopped, try Beats or regular Complex. The goal is to stretch it slightly and let it feel a bit unstable. That instability is part of the vibe. DNB loves controlled tension, and a texture that isn't perfectly rigid can make the whole arrangement feel more human and more alive. If the warping starts making the sample feel too digital, that's fine. We'll deal with that in a minute using filtering, saturation, and chopping. Now comes the fun part, slicing it up. You can do this right in arrangement view by splitting the clip into pieces with Command or Control E. Or, if you want a different workflow, you can drop the sample into simpler and use slice mode. For beginners, I'd start in arrangement view because it's easy to see exactly what's happening over time. Make a bunch of small, irregular slices. Don't be afraid to use shortcuts like eighth notes or 16th notes, but also mix in odd lengths or longer fragments. The important thing is not to make every slice the same size. Equal chopping can sound stiff. Irregular chopping sounds more like a signal that's struggling to stay together. A good pirate signal texture often feels like it's trying to hold a phrase together, but it keeps breaking apart. That's the vibe we want. Once the slices are there, reorder them a little. Repeat one tiny fragment. Leave a small gap. Jump back to an earlier piece. End the phrase with a longer tail or a noisy bit. Start thinking in terms of phrases, not just loops. Even if the sample is only 2 bars long, arrange it like it has a beginning, a middle, and an exit. A simple approach could be this. Establish the texture for a couple of bars, then repeat a slice for tension, then create a little break in the pattern, and finally let it fall apart right before the next section. That kind of movement is especially strong before a drop, because it creates anticipation without needing a huge riser. Now let's shape the tone so it sits like a proper DNB layer. Add EQ 8 first. High pass the texture so it's not fighting the sub. Depending on the sample, that might be somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz. If the sample is muddy in the low mids, dip a little around 180 to 400 Hz. And if it's harsh, ease off some of the upper mids. The main idea is simple. Keep the texture out of the way of the kick, snare, and bass. Next, add saturator. A little drive goes a long way here. You're not trying to destroy it completely. Just give it some grit and density. Turn soft clip on if needed, and keep the output under control, so you don't accidentally make the texture jump out too much. After that, auto-filter is your best friend. This is where you can make the texture feel like it's moving through the arrangement. Try a low-pass filter for a buildup, or a band-pass filter if you want that narrow, haunted pirate radio tone. Automate the cutoff over a few bars so it opens up as the section develops. That gives the listener a sense that the sound is arriving and evolving, not just sitting there. Utility is also useful here. If the texture feels too wide, narrow it a little. Somewhere around 70 to 100% width is usually plenty. And if you want to check that the sound isn't getting facey, briefly switch to mono and listen carefully. The texture should support the track, not make the mix messy. Now we can add a little motion and grime. Stock Ableton tools like Echo, Reverb, Redux, Chorus Ensemble, Vinyl Distortion, and Drum Bus can all help, but use them lightly. Echo with low feedback can smear the chopped bits in a nice way. Reverb can push the sample farther back, like it's coming from the end of a tunnel. Redux can add a little digital brittleness. Vinyl distortion can make it feel more record-like. And drum bus can add a bit of weight and dirt. Though for this kind of texture I'd keep the boom mostly off. Try automating a few things as the section moves forward. Open the filter over time. Increase echo feedback a little in the last bar before the drop. Push saturator drive slightly during a transition. Maybe narrow the width in the intro and open it up a little later. That way the texture has a shape. It comes in, changes, and gets out of the way when the drop lands. That's really the secret here. Contrast. A chopped vinyl layer is most powerful when it appears, shifts, and disappears before it gets tiring. Let's talk arrangement. This kind of texture works beautifully in an intro, a breakdown, or the last few bars before the drop. You can use it under sparse drums in the intro, then let it become more active as the pre-drop builds. You can use it in a breakdown where the bass drops out and the texture carries the energy. Or you can use it as a transition bridge between a heavy section and a more stripped back one. A practical example might look like this. The first 8 bars have kick, ghost snare, and the chop texture filter down. Then you add a little more movement in the next section. By the end of the phrase, the texture becomes more fragmented and then cuts away right before the drop. That makes the drop feel bigger because the ear has something to follow beforehand. And that's why this matters in drum and bass. DNB relies on clean phrasing and strong contrast. If you can make your transition feel intentional, the whole track starts to sound more like a finished record and less like a loop. A few important checks before you call it done. Make sure the texture is not fighting your sub. Make sure the low end is cleaned up. And make sure it's not too loud. This kind of layer should be felt more than heard. If you notice it taking over the drums, pull it back. If the sample is muddy, simplify the chopping before you add more effects. Often, cleaner chopping beats heavier processing. If you want to go further, here are a few very usable variations. Try reversing one slice every 4 or 8 bars. That single reversed fragment can make the whole section feel like it's pulling backward. Try making a call and response version where one chopped phrase happens in bars 1 and 2, then a different response happens in bars 3 and 4. Or build two layers from the same source, one filtered and narrow, one brighter and more degraded, but very quiet. That can add depth without clutter. You can also shift one or two slices slightly off the grid for a more human feel, as long as you keep the DNB pulse intact. Another great move is to start with longer chunks and gradually shorten them as the drop approaches. That creates a tension ramp, without needing a lot of extra sound design. If the section feels too empty, try adding a very quiet vinyl noise or room tone underneath. Just a whisper of noise can glue the chops together and make the whole thing feel more believable. Here's a quick practice challenge for you. Set a timer for 15 minutes and build one 4-bar pirate signal chopped vinyl texture stretch. Pick a sample with character. Warp it. Slice it into at least 6 to 10 pieces. Reorder the chunk so it feels slightly unstable. Add EQ8, saturator, and auto filter. Automate the filter to open over the 4 bars. Add a touch of echo on the final bar. Then place it before a drop or after an 8-bar break and listen in context with kick, snare, and bass. If it sounds like a broken pirate radio signal that makes the drop hit harder, you've nailed it. So the big takeaway is this. Keep the source short, chop it irregularly, shape it with stock Ableton tools, and place it where your arrangement needs tension and atmosphere. Keep it mid-focused, keep the low end clean, and use movement instead of constant activity. Do that, and your DNB tracks stop feeling like loops. They start feeling like full records with history, motion, and attitude. All right, let's build that signal and make it speak.